This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
With us this morning, because there's a huge event. It is back in Northeast Pennsylvania after some almost, it seems like 17 years, I believe. It's the Northeast Pennsylvania Air Show. It's going on at the Wilkes-Barre Scranton International Airport. And we have the director of the airport with us, Carl Beardsley.
Carl, good morning.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Is it 17 years?
17 years since the last air show came. And we see that there's so much pent-up demand because it's been 17 years since that air show has happened.
Yeah.
People have talked about that over the years. I mean, said, why can't we get it back here? Why can't we do this?
Every air show leading up to 17 years ago, I was there. You know, I loved the air show. We had great times there. And I was there with radio station, you know, obviously. But every time we were there, I remember one time there was, I think it's a C-130. It's a gigantic airplane that flips open on the front end. Is
the
that right?
The cargo one?
Yeah. Yes. And we got a tour of that thing, and I got to sit in the pilot's seat. And you're like, I don't know, 60 feet off the ground up there. And I'm looking out the window, and I remember there's a mom and a little boy down there on the, and the mom's going, look, there's the pilot.
Oh, hello. Hi, kid.
Yes, I'm the pilot. Yeah, right.
Well, this year, you have some great performances going on. And obviously, the big one is the U.S. Army Golden Knights parachute team.
Oh, they're world famous, known around not only the country, but known in places beyond the borders of the United States. And what they're going to be doing is a special jump at about 10:45 when the air show really kicks into gear.
Yeah.
And then they'll also finish up towards the end of the show, and you'll see just an incredible performance that you won't soon forget.
Yeah. When they were here in years past, I don't remember if it was the last year or the 2 years prior, but I got a chance to fly with the Golden Knights, actually.
Oh, cool.
And you get in this plane, and we definitely got some mileage out of the fact that they fly in an airplane that's made by Fokker, but that's neither here. I don't know if they still do, but it was at the time. And we got in the plane, and I'm not knowing what to expect in a U.S. Army Golden Knights airplane, right? And it's not seats. There were benches along the inside of the wall. And they sat me down, and they put not one, but two seat belts on me. And I'm not sure why. right? And so, but I'm not asking a lot of questions.
One might break.
Well, because and we're supposed to broadcast from the plane, right? Okay. And so we get up to 12,000 feet when they're going to jump, and directly opposite me, there's a small garage door sort of thing that's open to the outside.
Right.
And I thought, man, that's right. That's like 8 feet away from me. Yep. And then we get up there, and I realize the fact that I have two seatbelts on is because there's an identical door almost directly behind me that they also opened, and my jacket is flapping out the door.
And like, you're being sucked towards that opening.
And I tell one of the Golden Knights, I said, what happens if I fall out of the plane? Well, one of you guys like dive out and catch me? He said, we're not authorized to do that. Two seatbelts.
Yeah, do you have a third?
Yeah, really.
All right, so let's give some of the particulars, because obviously there's a little bit different scenario, because obviously there's a roundabout. There's a whole different layout to the airport since the last 17 years
when you were
ago.
Actually almost allowed on almost on the runway at one
point. It was a different world at that
point. People used to park all the way down, alongside the road leading, and that's not happening anymore. Yeah. So first of all, it's going on August the 12th and the 13th, so Saturday and Sunday.
This coming weekend.
Let us know the hours and let us know about the parking situation.
Gates are going to open at 9 o'clock in the morning, and the show will finish up at 5 p.m. And I just want to emphasize the fact that there is just chock full schedule where we're going to have not only the Golden Knights flying, but we'll also have what's called an F-22 demo team.
Oh, that's going to be amazing.
It is. It's one of the most advanced jet fighters in the entire world that people will be able to see right here in the skies over Wilkes-Barre-Scranton Airport.
That's outstanding. Awesome. Yeah, we were talking about it a week or two ago, and there are certain hours where the turnpike, the Northeast Extension, or actually I think the run between here and Clark Summit is going to be curtailed for a little
people
while.
People will be stopping to look, which we're not advocating,
No.
We just know what human nature is and rubberneckers. Right. Supposedly you're also going to have the FA-18 demo team as well, the Hornet, and a whole bunch of other things. But, okay, parking situation, just so people understand. And when you say the doors open at 9, people want to get there early because, as you mentioned, the parachutes, the team will start at 10:45. You said the first jump.
Yeah.
So where should people go? Is there VIP parking available anymore? Has that been sold out? I'm not sure what the deal is.
There's something called preferred parking, and it's something that we are doing this year that I don't believe we've ever done in the past. And that is you're able to park right on site at the airport for a fee. It's $10 to park in preferred parking. For those of you who don't mind simply parking off-site and taking a shuttle, you can do so for free. And you're going to go to the Northeastern Fairgrounds, which is right near the airport. You're going to park there. There'll be law enforcement to help you park where you need to go. Mm-hmm. And the law enforcement will also make sure that you get in the proper line to go to the air show.
Okay.
Northeastern Fairgrounds is pretty much in our backyard. Right. Here,
it is. It
just
is,
follow this. I'm sure you'll have signs up and such to let people know as well.
With the new connecting road, it's as convenient as can be.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Now, where do people get their tickets? That's another question.
Okay. You can get your tickets right now either at SureSave Markets, any SureSave Markets, or you can go to our website, flyavp.com. That'll bring you to the air show website. And at the air show website, you can buy your tickets, or you can also buy your preferred parking passes.
Yeah, and you can go directly to it. The only thing is, folks, it's NEPA Air Show, but actually it's NEP Air Show.
Yes.
So make sure you do that. Don't put the extra A in there. So it's NEP Air Show.
Yes. .com,
and you can get the tickets as well. There's so many, so much more information about the parking, the frequently asked questions. But what a great show. I'm so excited for it. But we also wanted to talk to you about the success at this airport. We have seen month after month in recent months anyway, that the Wilkes-Barre-Scranton International Airport has been getting more and more passengers, breaking records of ridership. What's going on?
We are seeing wonderful support from the community. The people of Lackawanna County and Luzerne County are helping us attain those numbers. But beyond that, we are attracting people from outside the borders of Lackawanna and Luzerne County.
Do you think it's the roundabouts that are luring them?
The roundabouts with the aircraft on the blacktop.
That was a great idea.
Worked out well.
Yeah.
And you bring up a good point. With the roundabouts, certainly we want to see if they work. Mm-hmm. And they have worked so far.
Right.
However, during the air show, they're going to be put to the test. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have law enforcement out there to make sure that people are processed through the roundabouts in the right way.
Yeah. I mean, I think those plane decals yeah. help. No, yeah, the only yeah, thing yeah. is they seem to get worn down rather quickly. So yeah. I think they're a good start to help people. They certainly do. All right. So you're getting more people outside. I know we've heard about how you're seeing more of the New York license plates. I know mm-hmm. that the Binghamton Airport, I guess, has had some issues with, you know, they don't have the options that people have. So they might be obviously coming here, it seems.
Yeah. And that's what we're seeing. The Binghamton Airport went from at one time having three airlines down to simply just having one airline. And there was a month during the month of May where they didn't have any air service at all. Wow. So we've taken the initiative and reached out to the people of that area and said, hey, we're your airport. And they've responded to that.
And they certainly have. Now, John, you went on the to the airport, what, two Fridays ago?
Yes.
Tell
yeah.
us about your experience.
I got to tell you, I don't know how it happens, but, you know, you get a little check mark on your boarding pass. You get like an electronic boarding pass that you can download
on your
phone. It says verified. And, you know, TSA has never really been a problem very much so at the local airport here in Avoca. But with the verified thing, like, you don't even have to take off your shoes and just stroll right through. They gave me a strudel while I was walking.
A strudel.
They didn't really give me that.
No, I didn't.
But I got right through. But the beauty part of it was, and we go down, and I don't remember the gate number, but we're all the way down on the right-hand side. And the woman who was there was so nice and so helpful, and she was really doing a great job behind the podium. But it was a morning, two Fridays ago, she had laryngitis. and her PA announcement was going, and everybody in the chairs is like inching closer.
Did she say our name?
Just follow everybody else.
No, but honest to God, it was as smooth as could be, start to finish. It was really excellent.
And that's one of the things that I know for me, and I've heard from other people, that the fact that you can get through it, and if you have the, obviously many people will have a connecting flight, but once you get there, you're already ready to go to your next flight. You don't have to deal with that craziness at the bigger airports.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, and you bring up a good point, and that is, and I've noticed this since moving here, is that the people who work at the TSA here are very dedicated. Mm-hmm. You know, whether they're ill, yeah. whether it's a case there's a long line and yeah. they're simply trying to process you through, they're very dedicated and they do an excellent job.
I have on occasion had a thing with the TSA going through there. Like if I've mentioned the day or two before on the air that I'm going away, we're flying from Avoca and going through, there will be at least one TSA person. I heard you say you were coming through on the radio yesterday.
That's really funny. Yeah. All right. So obviously we've had, tell us about any things in the works. Are you guys working on any other flights, any other places? And the Florida flights you guys do, they seem to be, they sell out quick, don't they?
They do. The Florida flights are just unbelievably popular. You know, you'll see the schedule, and the schedule will have flights going to Tampa on Allegiant, right. and they'll go down to Orlando on Allegiant. And those are the days when that terminal building is just buzzing, and there are so many people are being processed through. It's
I was
a very
looking
cool
at a
scene.
Last minute flight for somebody else, a friend of mine, and I'm like, well, you're going to be out of luck because, you know, checking them out, they do sell out. They're so popular. Is there anything in the works down the road you guys are working on? I mean, I know, can you tell us anything that you're trying to work on?
Yeah, we're always working on new flights, and we're the way we base what we go after when it comes to new flights is based on demand. Mm-hmm. And right now we have some new cities that we certainly like to add. But we also have very, very full flights. On average, we're about 90% filled on some of those flights. And because of that, there are times where people just simply can't get a seat. And what we're doing is going out to the air carriers that already provide service there and ask them, will they add frequency, mm-hmm. rather than simply just going after new cities
right.
all the time.
Right.
And did I see, too, the TSA is moving closer. They're moving in front of the restaurant.
They are. Yeah. They are. And that's going to serve a couple purposes. One, it's going to be more efficient. Mm-hmm. But two, it's also going to allow our passengers to go through security screening, take a deep breath, and decide they want to get a cup of coffee from Dunkin' Donuts. Mm-hmm. They'll grab a coffee and not have to worry about chugging it before they get through security screening like they have to right now.
Right. That's a good idea. All right. Again, just quickly want to remind folks, this weekend, Northeastern Pennsylvania Air Show at the Wilkes-Barre Scranton International Airport. It's August 12th and 13th. If you want to send an invite out and just tell them about the great stuff that's going to be there as a quick finish here.
Well, we're going to have something called a wing walker during the air show, where someone actually, there's a woman who gets up on the wing, literally, when they're flying through the air, and it's a different type of performance than, say, the jets, the F-22s,
yeah, wow.
and the F-18s. Of course, we have the Golden Knights. The Golden Knights are going to have just a very wonderful patriotic ceremony when they jump right at the beginning and towards the tail end of the show. Mm-hmm. The shows, we receive a lot of questions on the difference between the show on Saturday and Sunday. The shows are exactly the same. There won't be any difference between the two. But there are a lot of people, a lot of aviation enthusiasts, including myself, who have gone to two consecutive shows just because it's so much fun.
So much to see. And again, in addition to the stuff up in the sky, you've got the static displays on the ground, of course. Yeah,
exactly. We talked a little bit before about some of those transport planes. It's interesting for me because oftentimes those static displays that are there are just as popular as what's happening in the sky. Yeah. It's just because you're able to climb
them
through
and see them and all that fun stuff. Yeah, so much going on at the air show this weekend. Hopefully you folks will be able to get out and see it. And we'll have it, hopefully not have to wait another 17 years for it.
The air show is back.
Carl, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.